Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, 39, continue their relationship with Netflix despite speculation about their multi-million dollar deal nearing its end, RadarOnline.com reports. Netflix isn't cutting them loose, there's still strong interest, particularly in Meghan, a source noted, emphasizing that funding remains stable. The couple's five-year deal, worth up to $100 million, funded their life in Montecito, California, but insiders affirm this partnership is far from over. While the original agreement is set to lapse in September, Meghan and Harry are expected to sign a new first-look deal akin to that of Barack and Michelle Obama. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos reportedly remains supportive of Meghan's brand potential, with plans for more content, including a possible third season of her lifestyle series, Love. There are discussions about seasonal specials around Thanksgiving and Christmas tied to her brand, with Netflix ready to back the initiatives. However, challenges loom for Archul Productions, the couple's production arm, facing significant cost pressures estimated at about $3 million annually. A source mentioned, now that the exclusive deal isn't footing the bill, they'll need to scale back. Harry remains part of the Netflix equation despite disappointing viewership for his previous documentaries. New docuseries focused on mental health and the environment are reportedly in preparation. Meanwhile, Meghan is moving forward with her lifestyle brand, As Ever, which launched this spring. Despite its quick sellout, fashion journalist Lauren Sherman criticized the brand, suggesting its size causes it to lack seriousness. "They didn't make a lot of it," she commented. Concerns about their branding decisions echo, with a former staffer claiming they'd consistently chosen the wrong direction. Sources indicate that juggling multiple commitments, Netflix, Archul, and charitable work, might hinder their success. An insider remarked, "Spreading themselves too thin could affect both their philanthropic and media goals." While Netflix is interested, there's apprehension regarding the sustainability of their charity work alongside these ventures.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.